This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I learned, your bare heels soaked the worn your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy, you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Yeah. I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
Rocking with you, your logic does not
compute. Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, and Tropical Gyros.
Once again, it's on Talking Heads, the Tuesday edition right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's tackle the Tuesday edition. Remember, today is Tuesday, so we will have the Freeport Report for you. We'll be checking in with Grand Bahama in short order. Sarah Kirkby's going to chime in, all right, from the Freeport News and get me caught up, and from Barefoot Market, and we're going to have a good conversation as to all things popping in Freeport, the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we do each and every Tuesday. That's during my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break coming up in this hour. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. Keisha No Major, we'll be talking boxing. Peter will be in studio. Earl will be via the Zoom. We'll talk boxing, local boxing. And then, of course, we'll get into the NBA, what's on tap tonight, some moving and shaking in Major League Baseball, and, of course, off-season NFL rumblings. That's all coming up. But you know how we get into it. You know how we get moving. You know how we get grooving. You know how I like to get your mind going. You know, get the work stress off of work. Leave that there. Get through the school run. We make it nothing but fun, all right? But I just need you to check in mentally, all right? Leave the excess baggage where it needs to be, all right? Give me your undivided. Okay, here we go. I got your brain teaser lined up. And you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. You can take me on the text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right? And stream us and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. We're on cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. All right? And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes, all right? Great show over there at the Joker's Wild, all right? Headliner Mike Paramore, feature comedian Keith Love, yours truly, funny show from start to finish. 2-for-1 on all locals, Tuesday through Sunday. Doors open at 8, showtime is at 9. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. And all you need is your Vax card or your rapid antigen test, and you are good to go for the show. All right, here we go. Let's jump on in. And, yes, where do we start? Are y'all blowing up my phones? I'm glad y'all locked in on my Talking Heads, but let me get the question. I ain't even put it out there yet. Mr. Producer, this is a hot Tuesday, you know. I believe you might have to handle this phone for me today, you know. I mean, it's already percolating. It's already popping off. And I haven't even said nothing yet. All right, here we go. Let's get the question in, and let's keep it moving. All right? Here's the deal. This is a pretty good one right here. All right. Let me see how fast you can get this one today. What has 42 dots on it, moves rapidly, but has no legs? What has 42 dots or spots on it, moves rapidly, but has no legs? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Get at me. Mr. Producer, but I've been scratching your head already. 42 dots or 42 spots, moves rapidly, but has no legs. What is it? I'm telling you, man, think about it. People have dealt with this before. They've come across this. They've seen this rapidly moving object with 42 spots and no legs. I'm telling you. No, not a golf ball. And they have golf balls have more than 42 divots. And that's what you're looking for there in a golf ball. They don't have spots. They have divots. And it's more than 42. But good try. Boom. This is what I like. When I have either smart texters or smart texters who don't know the answer and Google, or people who've been caught under the spotlight on the street light late at night, 6-4 back door, deucey-deucey snake eyes. Yeah, dice. Mr. Producer, we got a winner. But if this number is familiar, you know, if this turns out to be who I think this is, I can throw these tickets right back in and give you another question to answer. So I'm going to double check this. This might be a chronic winner who has to go into winning rehab for a week or two. Give you all other people a chance to win. You know what I mean? So yeah, let me double check this number. But no, if it is the case that I have to put it back in, I'll give you another brain teaser. If it's not the case, I'll let you know and we'll do it again tomorrow. But as of now, tentatively, we have a winner. All right, where do we start? Let's slide into the headlines. Who or what made headlines throughout the 242 today? And it's all brought to you by Fine Threads. And Fine Threads reminds you, new arrivals right now in stock. You definitely need to check them out. Pants and jeans and shorts from Jordan Craig, Enzo, Tailored Recreation Premium, Kent Park, True Rock, and Mazzari. Got some great shirts in as well from Sus Locator, Silverstone, Kent Park, Sea Spice, BC Collection, Bespoke Collection, and Carl Knox. So definitely check out both locations of Fine Threads, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right. Looking at the headlines from today. And one just jumps out because the ish kind of hit the fan with this one today. It just popped off and popped out. Let's go to the phone lines. I see the phones lit up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yo, good day, Naughty. How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Man, it's just the 5 o'clock hour. What are you doing? Too early.
No, you must be on European time. You very early. But anyway, what you got for me today? And then we can pick it up in the 5 o'clock.
All right.
Golden State look like they're trying to punch their ticket tonight.
But see, the thing about it is, I was wondering where this Wiggins come from. I wasn't following basketball deep like that. But I didn't know when Wiggins was a first-round draft pick. And he didn't play up his potential, but he got that bench walking.
Remember now, Wiggins was the number was a high pick. I even think number one coming out of Kansas.
He was number one. He was number one.
And he was one of the most highly ranked, you know, Canadian prospects coming out, you know, years ago.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I looked him up.
Now check it out.
I see him playing. I had to look him up.
I saw him at Battle for Atlantis a couple of years ago when Kansas was there. And he played well. And you could see that he was one and done. You know, he was just going to 1 year in Kansas and then going to the NBA.
Yeah.
So I gave him a couple of years to develop. And now if you look at it, he's like been in the league. This is fifth or sixth year. So considering he went in as a, you know, after his freshman year in college, Give him his sophomore, junior, and senior in the league to learn, which is year 2, 3, and 4. Here you have him reaching potential in the playoffs.
I thought he came from out of nowhere until I looked him up.
Man, listen, this dude had 16, 18, and 27, and rebounding and playing defense and all that good stuff, man. So, yeah. I think they punched their ticket tonight. Boston and Miami, that's a bipolar series right there. Nobody wants to win it. Nobody, you know, it's like hot potato. No, you take it. I'll take it. No, you take it.
Like, no one wants to take the commanding lead.
And they've had an opportunity to do so on both sides, and it's like nobody wants to take it. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. But definitely chime back in with me in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be B-ball. All right, my brother?
All right, bro.
All right, bless. So, yeah, the main headline today that just jumped out across everybody's pages, across everybody's bow, Glover Road finance officers overpaid themselves by $4 million. Now, this is in today's Nassau Guardian. Several finance officers at the Ministry of Finance adjusted their salaries without proper approval, resulting in them being overpaid by more than $4 million, according to the Minister of State for Public Service, Pia Glover-Rowe. According to this thing, an internal audit was conducted, and there are some gaps in controls when it comes to the finance officers. What has happened is those finance officers have adjusted the system to ensure that their pay rates were increased based on an approval that they have gotten and that we have not in the public service had any vision of. So basically, normal government procedure in terms of adjusting the pay scales was not observed. This resulted in the overpayment of $4 million plus by that same scale of employees where the system would have been adjusted in their favor without the proper government procedures. Now, what's your take on that, my talking heads? Chime in, let me know. Because at the end of the day, what's really going on? Is it a case of, and the unions, in all honesty, the BPSU, without missing a beat, chimed back in, and for lack of better words, just was like, nope, that's BS, we're calling BS right now, and you all need to prove it. And they were adamant about it. You know, so much so that they ended up in front of the office of the prime minister in gathering, I would say in a peaceful manner, but there to ask for explanations. They wanted to know right away, hey, what's really going on? We need answers to these questions. She needs to prove, and as in she, Minister Glover-Rowe needs to prove her you know, assertions, her accusations, her findings. This is what the report said. We need to find out what's going on. So I'm definitely interested in seeing where this goes and where this plays out, because at the end of the day, we want to know. We want transparency. We want accountability. And considering that majority of the unions had a memorandum of understanding, I don't understand. I'm not sure if the BPSU had one with the PIP when they were in opposition. But turns out, now, it's some buyer's remorse if they were involved by the BPSU. Because at the end of the day, they're now saying, hey, this is not what we signed up for. This wasn't agreed upon. What's going on here? So, we get to a first break here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we'll continue with the headlines brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll check out The Buzz, brought to you by John Hughes. And the Global Warming, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. That's all coming up. Flips out of the break right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Tuesday edition. Back right after this.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Stand on Bahamas, it's your boy, Sawyer Boy. COVID is clearly unpredictable. It doesn't matter how young you are, how old you are. I'm young, and it still put a beating on me. I had no other option but to go to the hospital. I remember the doctor telling me if I had waited one more day, I wasn't going to come inside here alive. You don't want to be in the same position that I was in. Vaccines may not stop you from getting COVID, but it can stop you from getting COVID the way I had COVID. You don't want that way.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy wow good.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Guardian Radio Talking Heads, and it's the Tuesday edition. And as we went to the break, like I said, some of the big headlines, as we wrap up the headlines, who are what's making headlines in the 242, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We had statements from public service, Minister of State for Public Service, Pia Glover-Rowe. And, of course, it was revealed, and Ms. Rowe revealed, was that there was an overpayment of $4 million. An internal audit was conducted, and there were some gaps in the controls when it comes to the finance officers. What has happened is those officers have been adjusted the system to ensure that their pay rates were increased based on an approval that they had gotten and that we have not in the public service had any vision of. So basically, normal government procedure in terms of adjusting the pay scales was not observed. This resulted in an overpayment of $4 million plus by the same scale of employees where the system would have been adjusted in their favor without the proper government procedures. Now, after hearing this, when this story broke instantaneously, okay, BPSU president, Mr. Kimsley Ferguson, was on it. The BPSU went to the office of the prime minister and had these statements to offer. So let's hear exactly from president of the BPSU, the Bahamas Public Services Union, President Kimsley Ferguson, in response to Minister Rowe.
Made by the Minister of State for the Public Service, the Honorable Pia Glover-Rowe, who advised that several finance officers at the Ministry of Finance adjusted their salaries without proper approval, resulting in them being overpaid by some $4 million. According to the Minister of State for the Public Service, Ms. Glover-Rowe, she indicated that these persons paid themselves. I would like to note this afternoon that These persons standing behind me, finance and accounting officers, are creatures of instructions. And hence, if that were the case, then every public servant would have the autonomy to determine which salary they would like to receive. And so we are very concerned when it's going to incriminate or make it appear as if the persons charged with keeping the public place are dishonest individuals. Amen. And so today we challenge the minister to either prove what she's saying or to retract her statements. We challenge her that where the allegations were made, that is the very same domain that she must make her public apology to these hard-working public servants. And so we also want to challenge the minister. If these persons were illegally or unauthorized paid, then we expect that someone who committed this breach would be disciplined. And so we're not here to play politics today, but we demand that whoever carried out the or instructed that the payments be made, if it was done without proper approval, we expect that those individuals would be brought either before the courts or some disciplinary action would take place. The Bahamas Public Servants Union will not sit idly by and allow the members to be dragged through the mud. If the need arises, legal action will be taken towards the Minister of the Public Service. And so we're not going to allow them to defame these hard-working public servants who are charged with the responsibility of seeing to it that public officers are paid. And whenever there are any special instructions given, they come by way of documentation. And so we demand that whatever documentation was issued instructing their salaries to be adjusted, that the union be forwarded copies. Whatever means that the minister would have arrived at her determination, be it an audit report, the union is demanding that we are in possession of a copy of the audit report. It was referred to in a meeting with the financial secretary where we were shown a snippet of an audit report referring to illegal payments. Again, there are policies that govern the public service. What we are actually concerned about is there was a circular sent out to directors and permanent secretary. I hold a copy in my hand and I would read. It says, please be advised by ICC 2026 meeting conclusion, 8 approval was granted the creation of post and upgrade of scales for the Treasury Department. An internal audit with effect from the 1st of January 2020. Kindly take note of the upgraded posts, scales, and effective dates. Grateful if your post qualifications and salary books are upgraded. Okay. This was forwarded to all permanent secretaries, heads of department, finance officers, and directors. This is what you call instructions.
An approval!
An approval!
An approval!
All right, there you have it. I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry. If you listen to Mr. Kinsley Ferguson, president of the BPSU. I mean, they not only said, hey, this is how we stand. They presented themselves well. They expressed their concerns. They also expressed that, you know, if there was an error made, that they wanted to see it taken care of and accountability, you know, persons be held accountable. But they also wanted to know to ensure that their members did not have their names sullied or tarnished. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Double J?
I'm fine, man. You know, Kingsley Ferguson is one of my boys, man. One of my generals. A real person. I know he's a rev now. I know, thank God, he's going in the chase. But see, but the unions in the Bahamas are weak. They talk. They get buyout. You know, they use their members. Take the Jews and do what they do. They live in good, and the rest of people get in hell. But I can tell you this. Gone are the days when people scared of everybody. We ain't scared of politicians. We ain't scared of police. We ain't scared of no judges. We ain't scared of nobody. I see, the Bahamas is one of the only countries in the world. People do wrong. I don't get fired. I don't resign. Nobody, how?
All back up, go.
How you going to spend $4 million of my money? Warren had a good show yesterday. Now, the angle, I'm the same thing. We said in chat groups, they're borrowing money from Bank of Bahamas, $500 million. They don't pay that back. The education loan, they don't pay that back. The Bahamas bought them a bank. My children can't get the money, can't borrow the money. Man, they go get after, we need to go after these people and take their car, take their home, take everything from the people. We can't keep running our country. Like this is not a socialist state. No, we deal with capitalism, right?
Right.
We deal with I'm competition. I tell all my friends, I'm just compete with the Chinese, man. We compete with the Chinese. Sometimes, you see, don't try to make $1 million in 2 or 3 years, no. Stretch it to 4 or 5, man. You see, Naughty, the Bahamas is not a poor place, but we see, and this is why most baby people who are educated and got sent don't like for the money going to the consolidated fund. And we need to find a way to deal with these civil servants, man. And all civil servants ain't no hard working civil servants now. That's what playing them check and go to work 9, come home 10 o'clock and get paid a full salary every month. Naughty.
Yeah, but you know, that again, that falls on us for not agitating to change that over years and years of letting it build up and become systematic and part of the fiber.
But it can change now, Naughty, because look here. 5,000 students coming to the job, educated college and university. All the people who ain't do their job, who complaining, go home.
All right,
people who want to be these force and defend force, go home. People want them jobs, you know.
I know. And the 5,000 coming up, they more hungry than the last 5,000 that came out.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Hey, Freeport Report coming up, so listen in, all right?
Yeah, I'll call back.
All right. All right, let me check the text lines real quick. So the issue appears to be whoever do whatever they did jumped the gun before the entire approval process was complete. The theory floated in the previous show was this could be an innocent mistake. Maybe officers were rushing to get these increases out before election. Sure, mistakes happen, but show me the incident rate. How often does this type of error happen where persons are placed in a salary scale above what they were approved and millions of dollars in salaries are overpaid? All right, here's another one. It's not cut and dry. That letter isn't the end of the process. If it's found that the process wasn't followed, Kingsley Ferguson needs to resign for misleading his members because he should know better. He's supposed to be labor authority. However, if he says what he claims and he can back it up and they cannot refute it, then the minister needs to retract. But we still need to get to the bottom of why the overpayment of $4 million was there. That's really the bottom line. However, let's keep it moving. Let's slide up into the buzz. All right? All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to all of your fast fashions, all of your workwear, all of your new arrivals every Monday, wide selection for your kids. They now have small home appliances, all right, and cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check them out, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store on Rosetta today. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. So let's slide into the buzz. And the one thing that is buzzing everywhere, all over social media, everywhere you look up, I think it even made news in Miami. But there has been a response from Minister of Transport and Housing, Joe Beth Kobe Davis, says suggestions on social media that she had a physical altercation with a police officer at a carnival event is simply untrue. Noting that while she experienced some hostility from an officer when she attempted to park, she remained calm and simply spoke to a colleague about the matter. Well, thanks to social media and screenshots and Facebook posts and so on and so forth, we see that colleagues were involved. And it went from a non-factor and a non-issue over the weekend to now we have an event. What's really going on? My whole situation and my whole take on it, there's been, you know, allegations that there was involved a physical confrontation. The officer was run over and bumped on the side with the vehicle, allegedly. Other allegations say that there was a confrontation verbally, but nothing transpired. At the end of the day, though, it's a bad look for a sitting minister to have an altercation, a public altercation, with a police officer. Period. It's not a good look. Especially when there's been allegations of abuse of power, you know, some entitlement. Come on. We need to look at all the contributing factors and determine what's really going on. But one thing that remains, it is not a good look for a sitting MP. Not. And even more so, when you go in there at a disadvantage, when there's not that many female MPs, we have a lot more than there has been, but there's still not enough. So, you know, you're not just doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for your female colleagues. It's not a good look. At the end of the day, we need to find out what happened. But we can't run away from the fact that it is not a good look. Why are people trying to make up for the fact or cover up the fact that, well, it wasn't as bad as they say? Listen, any type of altercation that has reached this magnitude, something is there. Let me check this text. Naughty MP. Minister Kirby Davis is so thankful that our colleague, Miss Roll, has spoken today. The heat has definitely been taken off. Oh, my God. You all are so wrong when you are ready. All right, this is the taxpayers' money. Can we please remember this and ensure all necessary protocols and checks and balances have been followed? We have a right as citizens to demand accountability. Yes, indeed. If you were overpaid and the necessary procedures not completed, please pay it back pronto. You know that ain't happening, right? But I appreciate your morals and your scruples. And if we were in utopia, it would happen. But you know. You know. All right, so what take you? What's your take on the buzz, though? From what's going on? Let me hear what you have to say on it, Talking Heads. Obviously, there was something that happened. What's really going on? That's what I want to know. And that's kind of a broad statement right there, too. Very broad. So, here's the deal. What's your oh, we got the phone lines blown up. Let's go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Everything cool with you?
All is well, all is well. You know what this is?
Yeah, man, I know what this is. The big duet. What's happening, my brother?
What's up, my brother? All is well.
Talk to me. What you got good for me?
It's always two sides of a story. Is it right? It's two sides, all right? I respect the government's point of view, and I respect those financial workers' point of view.
Okay, you're talking about the situation with the Ministry of Finance and the overpayment.
Yes, but Naughty, let's be real now. Who do you think the government should really go after to find out the truth about that?
Well, you got to follow how it was mandated. Obviously, if you have the BPSU that say, you know, this is what we were instructed to do, and they claim to have like a paper trail and so on and so forth, then you got to follow it to see where it came from.
But let's be fair and honest now, because I consider it to be a fair person.
Right.
This was not done under this government, which is the Progressive Liberal Party. This was done under the past government, which was Hubert Minnis, and you had Peter Turnquest was the Minister of Finance, and you had Mr. Marlon Johnson was the Secretary.
But you heard my prior statement just now, David, right? You got to follow the paperwork, follow the trail, follow it where it goes.
You know something, Naughty? What I don't understand sometimes, right? Like, when these findings come up with this particular past government, it's simple, you know. Some people has make these things sound so hard. Like, you know, you have to have you have to bring in Scotland Yard or the CIA. Simple.
I mean,
follow the trail.
Now, my question to you as my brother, right? Because I know you to be fair too, right? Why is it not today that, you know, it becomes convenient for PRP supporters, especially in the chat groups nowadays, right, to say the government is continuous if it benefits the present administration. But if it's a case like this now, we have no talk of governments are continuous. Because I personally would like to see who made the boo-boo in the beginning, who going to fix it now, and how are we going to get the $4 million back if it was overpay, or if it was supposed to be that way and it was a rush to the situation, then get it rectified. But it can't be this pool of us losing $4 million continuously now.
Automatically. Someone has to be accountable for it.
Correct.
All right, but Naughty, listen to me. Let me say something to you, my brother. I will not participate in no groups anymore. PLP, FNM, none. You know why, my brother? Because when you voice your opinion or you don't like something what someone say in your government or did, it's a problem with your own people. So people ask me why I don't like it. For what?
Lack of objectivity kills a lot of those groups, Matt.
And guess what? Let me tell you something. My brother, at the end of the day, I don't care what political affiliation you is, we all are Bahamians.
Yes, indeed.
All right? We all are Bahamians, and we all want to eat at the end of the day. All right? And at the end of the day, I'm not going after Naughty, right? Because you tell me go after Naughty for what? And that's the reasons I dismiss myself with all the groups. So those who hear it, that's why I dismiss myself.
Well, one thing about you, you keep it real now. So
yeah,
you know, in you old school, that's why I respect when you chime in. So yeah,
have a good day,
you tell my brother, and don't be no stranger, man. You know, I always got a phone line for you. Naughty, many years ago, the police were paid more than they were supposed to, and every member of the police force had to repay the monies. I say that to say it happened before. Well, thank you. It might have been before my time, but thank you. And I will go double check it. Not that I'm not taking your word for it, but yes, because that's something we could speak to, because if it's happened before, and in this case it needs to happen again, then there should be no excuse why it can't happen. All right. No one is saying anything pertaining to the government in all of this. The PLP apologists need to go sit down. Okay, how do you really feel? Anyway, that's a wrap on the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And right now, let me get up into the Global Roman real quick, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Now. So then we're going to head down to Freeport, because I know we got Sarah Kirkby lined up in Freeport for the Freeport Report. So real quick, and don't forget, today is Crazy Tuesday, baby, at the KFC of your favorite location. Yes, indeed. It's the crazy wow going on. It's your week with the Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket, all right? Get 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of only $15. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC, all right? And satisfy that chicken craving, that crispy fried chicken craving. And I'm my mouth watering right now. 8 pieces of chicken for the wild price of only $15, all right? And don't forget, the drive-thrus at KFC open till midnight, Monday through Sunday. You can't beat that with a stick. All right, let's check out the global warming. What's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less? All brought to you by KFC Nassau. All right, here we go. And where do we start? Let me get right to the crux of it, because there's a lot to talk about. All right. Chris Pratt and his wife, Catherine, welcome their second child together over the weekend. Eloise Christina Schwarzenegger Pratt. Sounds like a real Bahamian name. The Tony Awards on June 6th, Angela Lansbury will be presented a special Lifetime Achievement Award. That will be her sixth Tony. Kate Moss is going to take the witness stand in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. There it is. It's all gone to Crapsville now. They just need to put that on Netflix one time. Speaking of Netflix, coming to Netflix in July, The Gray Man with Chris Evans, Ryan Gosling, Ana de Armas, plus Billy Bob Thornton, Alfre Woodard, and Bridgerton star Reggie Jean Page. At $220 million, it's the most expensive movie they've ever produced. All right? And that's a wrap right there on your Global Woman who's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let me get to the text lines. You joke about, we know the repayment won't happen, but it's about time you stop this crap. It's our money, and we can collect it if we want. There are many ways to skin a cat in regards to collection, and there's many ways to deal with it, too. I happen to laugh at it, because if I take it another way, it might put my pressure up, and that's not worth it. All right, slide into the Freeport report. Then we'll take a quick break to get back to the report and wrap it up top of 5 o'clock hour with Sarah Kirkby, who's been so patient today. We had a busy start to the show, but like I said, taking my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me right now. And like I said, it is all about the Big Breakfast Bundle at Dunkin', at your favorite Dunkin' Donuts, all right? You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Enjoy a Dunkin' all-day breakfast sandwich, hash browns, fresh brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' Donut, and a bottle of Dasani water to wash it all down. Power up your day with Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. And remember, the Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you whether you're an early bird or not. And it's waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and out there at the airport. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, let's go to Freeport, Grand Bahama. Sarah Kirkby, what's good? How are you? What's going
good,
on
darling.
In Freeport?
I'm dreaming about Dunkin' Donuts because I flew through Nassau on Sunday and everybody on the flight had their Dunkin' Donuts.
You should have stopped in the departure lounge and got you some too.
Oh, I did.
All right.
Smart move.
So what's going on in Grand Bahama a week or so after the big news? I see today via social media and via some reports that we have a lot of tourists down there at the port, a lot of ships in town.
Yeah, I actually see tourists. It's great. It's lovely to see them. They are doing their best to bring as many people here as possible. So that's really great. And I think everyone's a bit overwhelmed by the big news, you know, but Grand Bahamians have heard a lot of promises before. And so we're going to wait till it's built or we see it, you know, but we're hopeful.
Y'all becoming like Missouri now. Show me. You the show me island. Show me.
Like, show me the money. I want to
show me the airport. Show me the hotel. Show me the group. But I
want to see that Nate, that Hard Rock on that casino. I want to see people moving in here. I want to see stuff building.
Oh, you definitely know. You know, I want to see Hard Rock on that casino as well, because what's synonymous with a lot of the Hard Rock hotels is the Hard Rock Comedy Clubs. So, you know, I want to see that down there.
I need to get you on that Margarita Villa first, though.
Yeah,
you
man.
Gotta get you on there.
I got a couple of, you know, guys here in New Providence that I could drag along, some up and comers too, man. Make some people laugh. Have a good time, man. Give them an all Bahamian show.
Well, I have to thank you, Naughty. We've been getting a lot of great feedback because we've been on your show, and people are looking for our paper a lot more. They still sometimes get confused that the Grand Bahama News is not a separate paper. It is a section of the Nassau Guardian.
So like I tell you every Tuesday, spend the money. Spend the money. Buy the Guardian. Spend the money.
And it's worth it. Our stories are really good this week. The first one is the Equinor. There was a statement made by Clint Watson that the Equinor company has cleaned up and have done a great job, and they are finishing their time here, and they are looking to sell the company. That's great news for the government, and I'm sure the VAT and the tax sales will be great, but it's not so great for the East End out of the island. There are still two lawsuits remaining, and according to Save the Bays and Waterkeepers, the area is not clean.
Not clean at all.
No. The pictures kind of show it, but the problem is more the layer of oil that went into the ground, so nobody knows what's going to happen from that or what damage was done. And it's kind of, the option was made like, well, if something pops up, we'll deal with it. But you can't go after people after they've left the island and they've sold the company. There should be some sort of laws for people that spill oil. And it's something you talk about all the time with climate change and our environment. You know, like, you don't want oil fish. I don't want oil fish. So we need to make sure that companies that do these kind of things pay for these. There's no contingency fee if something goes wrong. What if people in the East start getting sick? What if the fish gets spoiled? I mean, that's where a lot of people do their fishing in our country. What's going to happen there?
I know. No, nothing. I don't want it to be a quick fix and just, okay, well, we cleaned it up. Hey, general public. No, I need to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Like you say, we already know from the initial spill there's going to be decades worth of damage and effect. But if you stopped it as fast as you could and cleaned it up as diligently as you could, it could prevent it, you know, long-term generational damage. But right about now, I need to know how far along are we. I just don't know it's all cleaned up. I mean, how many times do you tell your kids go clean up something and you go look back behind them, it's partially cleaned up, but you still got some leakage or seepage or spillage or something. Come on.
Exactly. So we have no idea, and there's been no statement. So for them to just blanket it is not okay.
And on the precipice of the verge of Grand Bahama about to explode, with the hotel, with the airport, with the cruise port, if all of them things come online by 2025, God forbid, you have this and lingering effects going on.
Exactly. So everyone, I mean, sure, we'd love them to sell to someone else and for the business to keep going, but you also have to take care of the environment that you have come into. And, you know, this company is owned by the actual, the people of, I think it's, and I want to say it's Norway, and I don't want to say it's wrong yet. So Norwegian state-owned company. It's part of their investment. You know, Norway pays a lot of taxes. They're one of the highest taxed countries in the world, but they invest their money for the future of their children. Well, this is the future of our children, so we have to think about that as well. I would like to see the report about this. I would like to know that it's cleaned up properly without just a statement. And I'm sure if Mr. Watson is listening, he will get that for us.
Well, you know, I make sure, you know, give Mr. Watson a buzz because he's a friend of the show. Whenever we've reached out to him, he's always provided information. Been on twice with a very candid interview, so I have no problem with Watson. Watson's all right with me.
I know Clint Watson has seen it because I took him down there after the hurricane, so we saw the initial damage. It was great. They were on it and cleaned up. They brought tons of people in, but we need a report, and it can't be a report from them. It has to be an independent report on how this cleanup has been done.
You got
just like I would presume on all this finance stuff that's happening today and how these people were paid.
Yeah,
that needs to be an independent report.
We need to find that out as well. You got anything else going down there, Sarah?
Yeah, at the same time, they also had a fantastic day on Saturday. The Prime Minister's wife came in and launched Mangrove Mania, which is basically challenging people within our island and islands all over the Bahamas to replant mangroves.
Yes, I was very impressed by that.
Yeah, and I think Mrs. Davis had a great time. The school kids obviously adored her. We've got some great pictures in the paper of being hugged by some beautiful children. And it's really a good concept. In fact, some friends and I are going to try it. We need to plant 30,000 mangroves. That's a lot of mangroves. But we need to protect our coastal line, as does Nassau, as you know, from the recent rainstorms. So these are things we all have to think about. It's something we don't, but we have to start investing in this now, because it's great to believe that other countries are just going to come and help us and give us money. That's not what's going to save us. We've got to take care of it ourselves, and we need to start doing these things. So it's a great program, and I hope everyone will think about doing it themselves. Back in Grand Bahama.
And I appreciate you sharing those videos as well for briefing our islands, our future. Because, you know, we gotta keep our eye on climate change. So I appreciate everybody in Freeport sharing them and getting them out there as well, man. Appreciate the support on that.
And our last story this week is about the sloop sailing. We are hoping to have a regatta. We have a wonderful lady named Shavita Campbell who has worked tirelessly to try and get our regatta going. Because obviously, you know, a regatta brings a lot of money to the island. It brings people home. It brings business for car rentals, hotels, Airbnbs, beer, everything, right? But unfortunately, financially wise, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to do it because it costs so much with shipping and freight and forwarding to try and get sloops to come to the island. So this is a story about what's happening in Grand Bahama and looking to hopefully make sloop sailing and these races happen here. So, you know, Shavita is looking for help and the sailing community is looking for help as well.
Well, we appreciate you chiming in again, Sarah, and bringing us up to snuff with everything in Freeport. And next week, we'll do it a little bit longer because I got some more guests coming on. And so we'll definitely have to have a longer show next week. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. I spoke to the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Chester Cooper, and guess what? He has ensured me he's going to be on the show, and he's going to make sure that the Minister for Grand Bahama is going to be on the show as well. So we'll be talking to Miss Moxie in short order. So all is right in the world now.
She's working very hard, and I know Chester Cooper, he gave a very passionate comment to us about building an airport, but we would just like it a little bit sooner than later.
Hey, don't be pushy.
It wasn't too bad, but we need it.
I like that 2025 lineup for everything, man. That's dynamic. That's going to be powerful.
Yeah, I know he wants to give us the best he can, but right now getting home is very hard. I'll be quite honest. I tried to get home on Saturday, missed my flight due to the previous flight I'd taken, and I couldn't get home. I had to fly through Nassau and then Nassau to Freeport via Western Air. But, you know, these are the problems we have here. Nassau has multiple flights to it. Grand Bahama does not. And so these are things that are stopping our tourism, and it's also stopping locals from traveling as well. So it's got to be something we wish would be a priority now.
And the words of Larry the Cable Guy, get her done.
Exactly.
All right.
So anything you can do, pressure, put that pressure on for us.
We'll please stay on it. Be safe, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right. And thanks for chiming in.
Thanks for the time.
All right, as
we appreciate it.
No problem, man. As we go to the break right now, let me just get this one in real quick because I thought this was kind of powerful. Naughty, there's potentially way more than $4 million in some undeclared assets and bank accounts, outstanding property taxes, etc. We need to stop joking, mate. Very well said, on Mr. Tex. I like that one right there. All right, thanks to Sarah Kirkby for chiming in. Great first hour talking heads. Where to chime in, where to text in. Quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get into the sports right after the news. Don't touch it.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week.
Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, 5:10 p.m. is the time. We're up into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports now. Before we get into the sports, I got a couple of texts. I just want to wrap up based in a naughty great show. And these chimed in right after we wrapped up at the top of the at the bottom of the last hour. Naughty, I don't have any confidence that the oil spill has been sufficiently resolved. And we as a country should have also gotten an independent cleanup assessment and charged that company who caused the spill to pay. Naughty, I think it's this administration's effort to tarnish the Menace image. They're only digging a deep hole for themselves. I don't know, boy. I don't know. I don't think they want to tarnish Menace image. I think they want to keep Menace right there. I think if the PLP went into an election somehow with Dr. Menace back at the helm, that's a slam dunk for them. Just based on unpopularity. Not that the man didn't do anything good while he was there, but just right now. You mentioned that name. Popularity sucks. It's like Menace, Putin, and then Putin is like three notches above Hitler, popular-wise. I'm just saying. So you got to see where that goes. But thanks for chiming in. We're now dealing with sports on this side of the break. And as we do every day, we got to set it off with Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Don't forget they got that great businessman's lunch special. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. And of course, the staple is Thursdays with that split pea soup and dumpling. Oh, God, that's good. Give them a call. See what they got chefed up for you this week. 377-7776. Don't forget on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right. And happy hour. Every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. And finally, a very happy birthday to Sherelle down there at Naughty Johnny's on your birthday. So happy birthday from me and MJ and the boys and the whole fam and the whole crew here at Guardian and everybody who loves Naughty Johnny's. Always take good care of the folks down there, Sherelle. So keep on keeping on and enjoy this and many, 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 many more. All right? Now, we'll look at today in sports history, like I said, which is today, Tuesday, May 24th, 2022. And on this day in 1874, the first American bicycle race was held in Boston. 1902, Bill Bradley of Cleveland became the first American League player to hit home runs in four consecutive games. 1918, Cleveland defeated the New York Yankees 3-2 in the 19th inning. 1929, the Detroit Tigers defeated the Chicago White Sox 6-4 in 21 innings. 1930, Babe Ruth hit home runs in both games of a doubleheader. 1935, the Cincinnati Reds played the Philadelphia Phillies in the first Major League Baseball game at night. The switch for the floodlights was turned on by President F.D. Roosevelt. 1940, the first night game at St. Louis Sportsman Park was played. In 1950, Sweetwater Nate Clifton's contract was purchased by the New York Knicks. Sweetwater played for the Harlem Globetrotters. 1951, Willie Mays began playing for the New York Giants. 1962, the officials of the National Football League ruled that halftime of regular season games would be cut to 15 minutes. In 1964, in Lima, Peru, a riot and panic followed an unpopular ruling by a referee in a soccer game between Peru and Argentina. More than 300 people were killed and over 500 were injured in the ensuing riot. 1967, the AFL granted a franchise to the Cincinnati Bengals, and they've been stinking up the joint ever since. Hey! 1984, the Detroit Tigers won their 17th straight road game. 1986, Montreal won its 23rd National Hockey League NHL Stanley Cup Championship. 1987, Al Unser Sr. won his fourth Indianapolis 500. 1989, Lee Gutterman of the New York Yankees set a record for pitching 30 and two-thirds innings before giving up his first run of the season. 1989, the New York Rangers fired their general manager and coach, Phil Esposito. In 1990, the Edmonton Oilers won their fifth National Hockey League Stanley Cup. In 1990, Andre Dawson was intentionally walked five times during a game. And in 2003, at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas, Annika Sorenstam missed the cut by four shots. 2 days earlier, she had become the first woman in 58 years to play in the PGA. And today's sports quote, setting a goal is not the main thing. It is deciding how you will go about achieving it and staying with the plan. Tom Landry. Great sports quote right there from Tom Landry. Long list of accomplishments on this day. What a day in sports history, May 24th. We got Earl the Pearl on the Zoom. Let's chime in with Pearly. Pearly, what's good, my brother?
Dodger baseball is what's good, man.
Shut up. How are you? Can I say it again? Can I really put my New York let me put my New York mantra and bravado into it over here, Earl? Can you just shut up already?
You're gonna get beat again last night.
Can you shut up over there? It's contagious. That 3-game sweep, but the Phillies put on y'all has now moved to the East Coast, I think.
What 3-game sweep? Didn't nobody put no 3-game sweep on
us? Oh, losing 3 out of 4. You know what I mean.
That was a week. That's over 2 weeks ago. We just take 3.
I know, but it's now matriculating into Yankee land, and I don't like it.
You gotta get upset because you bought them up with them on y'all yesterday.
Have you been staying up late watching hockey, burning candles and incense, and wishing badness? Do you have your Yankee voodoo doll back out, Earl?
No. I'm not worried about the Yankees. I want the Yankees to win the division. I want you to do that. I want to play the Yankees in the World Series. I want that.
Careful what you wish for. Careful what you wish for, man. You just might get it.
Well, that's all right. And then you'll have something to rob, but either I'll have bragging rights or you'll have bragging rights. But one of us will have bragging rights.
Even if you do win, we'll still have 27, though.
Doesn't matter.
But you can put the Janet Jackson card on me? What have you done for me lately?
Yes. Janet always says it does.
But Janet look good in her old age, too. You see her? Janet bounced back, man. She was on somebody's show. I was like, look at Janet.
A little too old for me.
Hey, you know who ain't still too old now? And I don't want to get sidetracked, but I saw her too recently. Holly Berry. Holly's still looking strong.
Real good. Holly looks real, real good.
And you know who's the poster child for Black Don't Crack? Angela Bassett. Old Dominion commencement. She's 62. She looked like one of the college girls graduating, bro. That's who you need to hook up with, man. You need to get like an Angela Bassett in your life.
I can't afford them.
No, but they could afford you. That's the ticket. Role reversal, you could play that Stedman role real good, babe. All you got to do is take her to one Dodger baseball game. That one called over. She'll love you for life.
She'll take me to one Dodger baseball game and I'll love her for life.
Well, we know that already. She only got to tell you. She could take you to the game and you could love her for life.
That'll love her for half a life. And then when she take love her for the rest.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, let's check out what we got on top.
I made it to a Dodger game last year and things got held up. But we'll see what happens this year.
Listen, we got some good games tonight, though, you know, early in Major League Baseball. And, of course, you know, we got Keishno Major. So, you know, before we get into, you know, who's in and who's out and, you know, the home court and all that good stuff, we got to get into the home court right now with Burger King. So what we're going to do is we're going to take the first break right here on Talking Heads. On the flip side of the break, we'll have that conversation with Keishno Major. We're going to talk boxing, local boxing. Pearly, you ready? You got your gloves on?
I always do.
You got your mouthpiece in? All right, we ready to go.
Stay ready to go.
All right, and then after we talk boxing with Keishno, we'll get back to baseball. We got some basketball tonight. I think Golden State put some Dallas to sleep, man. They tried, but I think Golden State's primed and ready. And then we'll talk about that bipolar Miami-Boston series that nobody wants to win. And we'll wrap things up with some NBA, some NFL offseason news, all right? That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. Right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We talking sports. Keishno Major, our special guest. We're talking boxing on the flip side of the break. Pearly's in the building. Let's go.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare.
Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic. Your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
You don't have to rise and shine to enjoy Dunkin's Big Breakfast Bundle. Our all-day breakfast sandwich made with your choice of sausage, ham, or bacon comes with crisp hash browns, a freshly brewed medium coffee, your favorite Dunkin' donut, and a bottle of refreshing Dasani water. The Big Breakfast Bundle will satisfy you, whether you're an early bird or not. Power up your day with Dunkin' Big Breakfast Bundle. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And before we get into the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King, let me go to the text lines real quick. Naughty, good afternoon. I said Golden State in six, but now it's looking like a sweep. Yeah, it looks like you might be able to break your broom out tonight, man. It looks so. Second question. Naughty, Juwan Howard declines the Los Angeles Lakers coaching position. Your feedback. Well, we spoke about it yesterday, and I think Juwan Howard wants to start a legacy in Michigan similar to what John Thompson had in Georgetown. He comes from the program. He was part of putting it back on the map with the Fab Five back in the day. Their legacy, their history, their pedigree, their superstar status in Michigan, in the annals of Michigan basketball is concrete. I think it's a great position for him. He can draw back on the other members like Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Jimmy King, and Ray Jackson, and get all of those guys involved in the program and continue to push that Michigan basketball program. They were on the improvement this year, definitely on the rise. Sluggish early in the season, but come tournament time, they were hard out. And that's gonna make it more attractive as a head coach for him to recruit and get people to Michigan. So I think he's going to stay in Michigan, stay put in Michigan, and try to build a legacy kind of similar to John Thompson's in Georgetown. What's your take on that, Pearly?
I agree. A lot of people are trying to flip it or flip it and make it sound like a big issue. I think he's too early to make it on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Stay in Michigan.
I totally agree with you. All right, let's slide up into the home court segment right now, Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by BK Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, it is all about the 2 for $11.50 mix and match deals going on at your favorite Burger King location. You got the original chicken sandwich, the Big King, the Big Fish, and the 10-piece chicken nuggets. All combos, fries, and a drink. You get two. $11.50, mix and match at your favorite Burger King location. They're available for you. They're waiting on you for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery with the Craven app. And joining us today on the home court, we're talking boxing, Pearly. We got Mr. Keishno Major from the Aftershock Boxing Club. They got a big, big promotion coming up, honoring one of our good friends, Mr. Ray Minus Jr., one of our British Commonwealth champions, somebody who took boxing in the Bahamas to the world post the Elijah Obed era. And these young men are coming together, man. They're doing big things. They got, we've talked to them before on the press box in a previous location, all right, on a different station. But we got him here today. And Akishno, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Glad to know you're still involved in boxing and Aftershock doing big things. I've been noticing some things popping off, and you got a big event coming up where you're honoring Ray Minus Jr., correct?
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me up.
No worries, man. You know, big fans of boxing here, man. You always, mi casa es tu casa, bro.
In my boxing career. So it's an honor to actually do something for him that he will be able to see and appreciate. You know, and in his state right now, he's not doing so well.
And he's had some challenges medically over the last couple of years, we understand.
Yeah, he's not doing so well. So we want to do this in honor of him to let him know and show him our appreciation for him. And as the team, guns down, gloves up.
That's the moniker that I saw out there that really caught my eye. Yeah. Like the guns down, gloves up. Because I think that what you guys are doing, especially you're in the community every day, and you get into to a young section of males that need to, you know, are early age. That you get them in and you get them away from the gang culture, the gang activity. You give them an outlet with boxing.
Right.
So I commend you for that. I think you need some more support from the government to continue your program and broaden it and strengthen it.
Yeah.
But I like what you're doing with the kids, so I'm definitely tipping my hat to you there. And to have those young guys for Ray to be able to see that.
Right.
To see that his legacy continues.
Yeah, that's what he would want.
The seeds that he planted are now growing.
Right.
You guys are there in the flesh doing it. So I know it feels good for you to get back, but what do we look like? You know, how many boxes you got right now in Aftershock, and what are the ages, and where are we at with those guys?
We have about 25 to 30 boxers in the Aftershock program alone. Their ages range from 6 to 35. We train young fighters as well. We like to mold them from the beginning.
Now, are there other clubs throughout New Providence and the Family Islands that actually have boxing?
Yes, we have the Inagua Boxing Club. That will be the schedule to come and take part in the tournament. Also, a club that is managed by Kayla Johnson, Coach Kayla Johnson and Torino Johnson, which is the Southside Marlins. Also, Ronaldo Minus, which is Ray Minus' brother.
Big Ronaldo. I remember all of them, man.
He has a boxing club, the Eagles. And Stevie Lionheart, another former boxer. He has a club, Lionheart Boxing.
You're talking about Stevie the Heat Larimore.
Stevie the Heat Larimore. They have boxers that will be taking part in the tournament.
And if I'm not mistaken, don't Misha and Kato still have something going on too?
Yes. Misha and the Major Pain Boxing Club.
Right.
They also are.
So we have enough youth programs and enough boxing clubs that we can actually start looking to do our own Golden Gloves, getting kids to go off to AAU. We just got to get it back to where it was.
We have the numbers.
All right. Now you need the corporate sponsorship.
Right.
Let's go to the phone line real quick right here on Talking Heads. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right, I guess that one got knocked out, down for the count. So you need more corporate sponsorship. And that's not just for the events you're putting on. Obviously, you're at the gym. The last time you spoke, the gym needed some refurbishments. How are we looking at the gym now?
Well, some work was done to the gym. The floors were changed and the walls were painted. But we still need a lot of equipment in there that we've been asking for.
Like your speed bikes, your heavy bikes, so on and so forth.
Yeah, we need also cardio machines for the boxers that would help them improve. So
you need to try to get out. You need to try to get a list out of what you need to corporate Bahamas.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, you know, some people would definitely be interested in youth sports. You know, and getting involved and especially branding in the gym and so on and so forth. Mm. So there's definitely potential there. And there's, like you said, there's about 5 or 6 clubs. So we definitely should have an opportunity to start building the sport again.
Right.
And then from the amateurs, we can turn into pros.
Right. That's the plan, to build a new elite team from scratch.
There you go.
We don't have any elite fighters at the moment right now.
So you got
to
make sure.
So we're trying to build it from scratch.
You can mold them.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Hey, what's going on?
My good, man. I have an opinion. Let me see if this makes sense. Now, we're talking about sports, man. I see the Bahamas has a lot to do with sports. We have our beach football, beach soccer stadium at the Atlantis Bridge.
Correct.
But I want to know, if the government is ready to take a next step. Now, you know, summer coming up, so we got all these basketball games, jiu-jitsu, and we are swimming and all these things, right? But I'm wondering if in the future the government could think about making an a national sports academy where they have a multiverse arena or a multiverse foundation where there's a couple acres, you know, like you could do your kickboxing, you could do your jiu-jitsu boxing, because I see UFC and MMA is rising up. But everyone's stuck on basketball, track, and softball. But I notice these young men, these boys, got a lot of anger in them. So if they could get into the Ray Minas Stadium by Sports Center, but yes, so we need some help with that because we need to rejuvenate that. We need to renovate that. And instead of them just riding their bicycle, wasting time in Hartford, do something better. Because once they find an outlet, trust me, they ain't going to go stopping. And I applaud Buddy. Buddy got them little boys that Air Valley last week, trying to make them on the AAU.
On the AAU team, I think that was awesome what Buddy did over the weekend, coming in and getting that AAU team together.
They only need that distraction to make that fire going on. Because a lot of them shooing hoops, but instead some gambling just to see you make your show, whatever. But Buddy doing great, man.
I got something coming up in the summer, though, with that kind of ties in with that. We got some coaches from high schools in New York and New Jersey coming down. They're going to look at some guys to try get school, get them in programs up there for grade 10 and grade 11 so they can get into the system.
That's not really enough. Because with AAU, maybe from 10 years old.
No, I'm not talking AAU. I'm talking about actual high school programs that are coming to recruit Bahamian basketball players for the 10th, 11th, and 12th grade seasons. So,
trust me, if you go looking on the court, you will see these guys, 6'5", 6'3".
Let me tell you something. We need to put our athletes as a natural resource, and I'll tell you why. As a commodity, for sure.
Guess what? When they learn, and then they get that expertise, they can come back. But they're talking about from scratch. No, man. Don't get that from scratch. Because we got Clay. We got DeAndre. We got John Kell doing the national.
But listen.
But I understand she's trying to get that money up.
We have athletes that are easily what I call attainable and identifiable and touchable.
We need them in one area so we can see what they're doing. So the scouts are saying, you know what? July 10, Independence, let's see if we can have a little sports retreat, see what we got. Because guess what? Sean A. Miller and Stephen Gardner, all of them came from the bottom right to the top. Some of them, don't mind them, they're shining now, you know. A lot of them needed that scholarship from SOC or whatever. They saw them at track events, burning up the track. But we need to invest in this. I don't know why, though.
But Carly, I get you, right? But you all over with the sports now.
I want it to be a mecca. I want it to be a whole thing where we can have a foundation where we can say that, you know, today to start, they be dealing with basketball. We got a track and field, something not just only on the sports center.
Because
we need to go to the islands, too. We need to go to Andros. We need to go to Abaco, Grand Bahama. Why is Nassau the only one who have all the favor?
But you are aware that there are a lot of independent private sports leagues that actually function outside the government, right? That make up the sports calendar throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So
what I'm trying to say, we could have a date where we could just fly them out from where they are to compete against us. Because we cannot just wait on Hugh Campbell and BAISS and GSSSA. A lot of people got that raw talent, but they just need to be scouted, mentored, and showed the discipline. Because if they do that, and then they get better at it, they can show other guys. Let me shout out two people that really doing big. Coach Randy Cunningham. Every Saturday, if it's not raining, right on Air Valley Park, we be balling in the sun, but we get our fundamentals for free. And also, Coach Sam, he doing this too. But guess what? Lastly, once we get their attention,
let me ask you a question. What sport is that you practice in every week?
Basketball.
All right.
We actually are ties with North Carolina with Mother Pratt, and they're bringing out the basketball players to North Carolina to go off to school. Also, Gino Butler, he made Noble Preparatory. So once you have your grades, right, and once you got that sport, you can go to Canada. See, a lot of these athletes never going to leave this rock called the Bahamas. But we need to give them opportunities where once your grade's good, once you have good discipline, the world is yours. So lastly, saying from the ground up, no, man, we need to start with the one, two, have that rapport.
But now that I let you finally fumigate your wisdom, let me try and make the point that Kishno is trying to make.
Okay.
Now, in all of those sports, and let me finish now.
Sure.
You have an athlete that is easily identifiable. Mm-hmm. You say baseball, Josh Chisholm jump right
Josh
out.
Josh Chisholm, Lucius Fox. We, next we, one, I, Jeff Francis, he's got all of them. He threw them up.
Right. But in addition to Jeff, if you want to talk people who have them, you got to talk Greg Burrows. You got to talk the late Charlie Aubrey. You got to talk Mr. Lampkin.
Mr. Burrows, yeah.
You got to call them all.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, back to my point. Let me finish it.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball. And I only called him one now. We ain't got to elaborate. I know you're well-versed in sports. We ain't got to, everyone go into it.
All right.
You got Jazz in baseball. You got Buddy in basketball. John Quell in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You got Shawnee in track. You got Stevie in track.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When last you saw a Bahamian boxer do anything internationally or locally? Tell me.
The last time I really see someone was on Kimbo Slice.
And Kimbo, and God bless the dead, Kimbo is a generation of Bahamian. No disrespect to Kimbo. He grew up out there by the Opa-locka Hialeah flea market where they about to close down. And you can't tell me because you know I got my South Florida roots. You know
Meet
I got
you.
Now, so at the
We're
end of the day.
Major.
And how long ago Meet you retired?
That's true.
So you got to go from scratch, my brother. You have to. The cupboard is bare. You have to restock it. You got to go to the fields. You got to pull some up. And you got to get creative. You got to make chicken salad out of chicken crap right now because there ain't nothing there. So when you have to start from scratch, he's absolutely right. In that situation, I totally feel.
They're interested once you get that opportunity. They there. So
boom! I totally feel your point on the other sports, but boxing? No, we got to take it up. And you know, another sport that we need to incorporate with boxing? Wrestling.
I love that.
That scholarship's waiting to happen.
Read him.
But hey,
read him.
Good call as always, man. I appreciate your passion, man.
No problem, not.
Hey, Earl, my brother, and Earl can talk to this because Earl has always been intricate with this. Why is it that we always hear, and that's a great contribution from the caller, but why is it this misconception that, everything should just be, the government need to fix it? A lot of times federations, and I'm not referring to you and your club right now, Kishno, but a lot of federations and clubs fall short of doing their due diligence to tell the government what they need, but then when they short, all of a sudden it's the government's fault.
We expect the government to do everything and being... Do you know this is my pet peeve? You know, I get upset about this a lot.
That's why I let you speak on it, because you're the master of this universe.
I believe that the government should assist at some level, but I think that federations need to put their proper plans together. A lot of them don't want to show the people their books. Don't want to show the people, this is what we do, this is how we want to do it, this is how we want to get it done. And a lot of federations don't have a good track record. And so corporate Bahamas has been hesitant on how they put all the pressure on the government. And I think I would like to see a lot of more federations reorganize, retool, and put business people to run them for them so that these corporations will feel comfortable with giving them money.
Right. And when I look at our Olympic team, I don't know why we don't take a page out of the United States book and get organizations and businesses involved. Every time you go to the food store, every time you buy this product, you get 25% or 20 cents donated to the team, or 10 cents here. You know how many products that businesses come in and offer that support and off people supporting it by purchasing? That's where the money comes from? In the day of GoFundMe right now, you don't think federations can get a good proper GoFundMe page going on? You still there, Pearly, or we lost Pearly?
Sorry, I went off. I don't know what happened just now.
All right, we back. But, listen, the producer's a Yankee fan, too, so I might...
He's a Yankee fan, I believe that, too.
Yeah, he's a Yankee, too. That's why, and that's why he's good people. But I think that we actually need to start identifying some ways to actually lead corporate sponsorship to these federations. I think that there's a lack of networking, if you know what I mean? Like, because I've had corporate sponsors. I didn't know about that. I didn't know that was going on. You
have some federations on the problem, You have some federations. I shouldn't say they don't have the problem, but they don't have as hard a problem as other federations. And so why is that so? Why would a certain federation able to get sponsorship? Are they better organized? Are they show, I don't know. So we need to figure out what it is and at what level that we're prepared to put money behind. Somebody said to me one time, I was speaking to a sports person and they said a lot of corporations don't want to sponsor national teams because they get no play. Like a doctor may not want to sponsor because he can't advertise. And I'm saying it's not about advertising, it's about sponsoring our young people to go off and represent our country. and it's about that. So you should be involved in leagues, sponsor the local boxing matches. So when a boxer gets a chance to get a world title fight, you help sponsor him to go off and get that. So these are the kind of things that I think we need to look at, and there has to be some kind of discussion. And the main thing that has to be taken out of it is the red, yellow, or green politics.
Yep. That's very, very true. Now, Kishno, so like you said, some of the things that you guys need in the gym, you need your speed bags, you need your heavy bags. Obviously, you need a multitude of tape for hands and so on and so forth.
Yeah, the hand rocks. Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
No, it's Coach Simmons.
Hey, what's going on, Coach?
I'm actually driving past Jazz Corner right now, 6 feet to go.
I'm telling you.
I hear them talking about sponsors and this and that in the government. But, you know, first one who just went and wiped out their pocket. And we see the end product in Jazz today, but persons have no idea how they got there, who have sponsors.
Right. And privately, who just, like you said, who just dipped in pocket and did what they had to do.
Right. And you know the story, and you know the history. I'm not, because you had me on the show before. And you gotta remember persons like J. Barry Farrington.
Yep.
Okay.
The late Dr. Mr. J. Barry Farrington did wonders with tennis and other sports as well.
Right. And so when we started out on my 9-10 team and Jazz was on that team, we would go to persons like J. Barry. And J. Barry would write open check at a sports center to allow me to get catcher's equipment, shoes.
Right.
Because many of the guys who we went and we picked up from home. I'm coming through 6 feet of the Grove area right now off Coconut Grove. And these are the areas that you come in and you pick up persons and you bring them and you take them to a Freedom Farm. Because otherwise, they're not, they'll never see or get to a Freedom Farm.
Right.
Not to downplay or to minimize any other persons. You have persons, your parents, but children who went to the Xavier's and the other elite schools and Kingsley. And their parents could probably afford to bring them to a Freedom Farm or the JBLM. But you look at the places like
right.
Glasgow came
the
from.
Inner city, in from, the inner city.
That's my point.
And, you know, I always...
Someone had to pick them up for years.
I always used to say what we needed here in the Bahamas is like the States. Because when I went to high school and college in the States, every community had like a boys and girls club. So you could go there after school, get your little education, then have some retired teachers there to help you with your schoolwork. And then whatever your discipline was, it was available for you to play basketball, baseball, soccer. And they had teams from these boys and girls clubs that play other boys and girls clubs or play in different leagues. And that's where you would see a lot of these inner kitty kids rise up. When I went to high school in the States, I walked in, and this is a true story. Freshman, my senior year in high school, I was on a scholarship to play basketball at Kendall Acres Preparatory. All right, so I'm playing basketball there. Now, before basketball season start, everybody out there training, and we see this little kid coming out for JV basketball by the name of Alex Rodriguez. Yes,
Rodriguez. I know, yeah, that's right.
And, of course, another little kid on the side of him. Right, another little side kick of his was James Cozy, whose uncle was Neil Cozy, who was the starting cornerback for the Los Angeles Raiders when they won the Super Bowl. Played at Ohio State with that pedigree. And James' father was James Cozy Sr., and he was the athletic director at South Miami High School. So these kids had pedigree. And Alex used to try to play baseball. I say try. They cut him as a freshman the first go-round. Mm-hmm. Right. He cried his eyes out. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, Donnie Gregus pulls a hamstring, who's a senior. You know what happened then, right?
He had to fill it, yeah.
And that was it. He never came out no more.
Well, that's right.
And I was the last graduate at high school because they saw the property and a big real estate move. So he went to, I'll tell you, he went to Gulliver Prep for a minute. Then he went down to Westminster Academy. And then he hopped over to Columbus. And from Columbus, you know what happened. Seattle came calling. He was at UM for a day, and then he went to the Mariners. But I say that to say this. If we have the right inner-city programs, these kids can definitely rise their way up. And Major League Baseball is looking at the Bahamas as the next hotbed, as the next Dominican Republic.
Exactly.
So we have to seize the moment.
Right, yeah. We were at the memorial today for Dominic Elliott.
I know, and I'm glad you all put it in. You know, Dom and I go way back. Right. Very sad to hear that. Yeah. We played ball to get basketball. You know, I mentioned basketball. There wasn't a Saturday on the Priory when we were home in college in our younger years that we didn't work with each other to get better. And then, you know, the only time my youngest been hitting consistently was when Dawn was his batting coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I missed Dawn. I was very saddened here, all what he went through. We lost a good dude in Dawn. And I was going to do something at the end of the show, but you got my eyes a little watery now, Simmons, you know?
Yeah.
But listen, on another note, and may he rest in peace, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Well respected, well loved.
And what he was well represented. I told the guys as we came out, Jeff Francis, all the guys today, I said, man, we might as well throw on the uniform and
play a game
for our team.
Yeah.
Because we had that much baseball and softball guys. He was just all of them was out there.
Now listen,
all the guys were out there.
Honor, I know. Him and T were tight, and him and Sonic were tight as well, too, man. Javier Bo, they're very tight.
Javier Bo, Sonic,
yeah. That's my guys, man. That's my boys right there. But listen, Simmons, you got to brace yourself. Tomorrow, guess who could be on the show? Not the one time, but the two-time winning coach of the 10U division and the 12U division. That old Mr. I hog the field every chance I get, Marlon Boswick.
Oh my
we can have him and interview him. Yeah, man. And he's a good guy. He puts in his work, and his 10U team and 12U team did wonders. The White Crowns in 12U. And the what was the team in 10U that won it? What's the team?
Oh my goodness. I just saw it now.
The Lionfish?
Yeah, the Lionfish.
Right. So hats off to Marlon. We can talk to Marlon. And listen, I can't lie, though. That KFC field is looking good all championship weekend, man. If I do say more myself, boy, that boy look good out there playing.
Of course.
Now we gotta maintain it and keep it in the off season for sure.
You need to do something with that Dodger fella inside. I'm inside there with you, man.
No, but you look here. You got any duct tape in the truck? Someone's coming. Let's duct tape it, man. Look here, man. I mean, come on, man. He's giving me a hard time all the time.
Simmons, relax, bro. But I guess your dog Dodgers now.
He can make noise because he lost three straight, you know.
He said he can make sure you're right on, man. It'll be a comfy when he just can talk Dodgers the rest of the way.
I can get my radio on, though. I can change my channel.
There you go, Simmons. Well, keep on doing what you do, too, man, because you do a great job out there, man, and you must be commended, too. And you set a great example for younger coaches such as myself, and I always appreciate the time and the effort and the air you give me, man. I really do.
Yep. All the best, fellas. Great show.
All right. Thanks so much, man. Be safe, Simmons. So, Keish, we're going to wrap it up with you, man, but you have your event coming up for Ray, correct?
Right,
is that?
So it's scheduled for June 25th.
All right, that's
at 5 p.m. at the National Bank Center. Yeah.
All right, so we got to get you on before then again, so we can talk about it and remind the folks to get out there.
Right,
I need boxing
that.
Supported. So look, the Dream Raheem will work it out. You know how Peter go.
Right.
He'll make it happen. He may not be here, but you're here, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
And then we'll definitely try to look in that show as well. To try to reach some more corporate sponsors, because I'm thinking if some of those things you needed, like the speed bags, the tape wraps, the gloves, those are things that a certain sponsor could come on and say, look, I can do your gloves.
Right.
I can do your speed bags.
Right,
I can
do
your bike, your cardio bikes.
Right.
And you brand out. And every show you do, the ring apron has it on out there. If the kids travel, you put it on the trunks.
Right.
I think some networking has to happen with the Bahamas Boxing Federation and the clubs within, so you guys could get back out there and kind of like put on a show and tell. So corporate sponsors can actually see, look at these kids.
Right.
You know, these could be our next Golden Glovers. Why not do Bahamian Golden Glove?
We have the numbers.
And not just here, offer it to the region. So you got people from the region coming in.
We have
heads and beds.
We have coaches that we communicate with from Trinidad and Barbados and different islands that would love to take part as well.
And I think if we could get the region going, then of course, you know, America right there, that's easy for them to come and watch the region right here.
Right.
But do you have some potential future stars in your midst that you've been training that you see coming along? Like, okay, I got some stuff to work with here.
Yes. I think everybody did a lookout for Vashawn Johnson and Christian Thompson. He's a two very talented.
Watch Earl chime in. There go at Thompson. So Earl can chime in.
Very talented boxers and gifted.
And how old are they?
Christian Thompson is 20 years old. Vashawn Johnson is 20 years old. Young guys.
All right.
And very talented.
Now, are you planning to get them to some sort of Golden Gloves or any kind of exposure like that?
Actually,
or are they on an Olympic kind of pace that you're trying to get them qualified
for that? That's what we're grooming them for. Vashawn Johnson is actually in Tampa, Florida right now. We sent him to a training camp over there so he could get some sparring, because it's not a lot of guys in his category that would be able to give him work. So he's over there right now.
And if you sparring him, I don't know if he could take up a...
No, I don't think he would.
No.
He wouldn't last.
No, sir. not them big arm bones I see right there. No, but that's...
A young boy run you around the ring, baby.
But see, that's what we have to look at, you know, again, and that's what you speak to in developing a sport. Some of the sports are not as easy and cut and dry as you think.
Right, it's a lot of work.
If you look at baseball, we could probably import everything we need to try to get it on par as we can. But boxing is a little different because you can't import sparring partners. You can't import certain things.
No.
And sparring is key to boxing.
It's one of the essentials in boxing.
Because it teaches you how to get hit, how to move, how to develop your style, how to defend, how to attack.
You will never, as a boxer, you will never actually get used to getting hit. But it will have you to a level that you wouldn't be afraid of executing any skills or any movement because of getting hit, because of fear of getting hit. Sparring is very essential to a boxer.
And sponsorship as well. So we definitely need to come out and support the event on the 25th of June. It's a tribute to Ray Minus. And I think that is definitely something we need to support because, you know, Ray has been an ambassador to this country with boxing and giving back to the youth for so many years. I think it's only right that we go back and pay homage to him and show out and see the next generation of boxers that are coming up through the pipe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, go out and support local boxing. You have to. And especially when you got guys like Kishno trying to bring it back and put it on the stage, you need to go out there and support it. Now, before you get out of here, let me ask you this question. You got to pick one. Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. Which one?
How do you put me on the spot with that?
Yeah, man, let me know. Because we can talk it the next time you come. We can know, because look, I had a couple of calls, very naughty. To me, I got to go with Errol Spence, man.
Why?
Let me tell you why. The counterpunching. He's one of the best counterpunchers there is in the game today. And the way he dictates a fight, if you look at it from when he first started to now, he will dictate a fight from the first round. He takes it to you from the first round, gets you on the defensive from the first round. Good defensive fighter, good attacker, good counterpuncher, could take a punch. Let me tell you, I look at him and Crawford like Sugar Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns. Because I believe deep down in there, he's never been tapped on it, but I think Crawford got a little glass in that jaw if you get to it. If you get to it, and that's the problem.
That's the thing, if you get to it.
Because not since Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker, Lord bless the dead, have I seen a defensive fighter like Terrence Crawford taking nothing away from Floyd Money Mayweather. Chime in whenever you want, Pearly.
Hold on. Let me get this right. You taking Errol Spence over Crawford?
Do I stutter? To me, he's a better fighter. And the same, listen, same way I walked in.
No. Errol is a welterweight. Am I correct?
Both are welterweights.
No, but Crawford has been champion in, I think, at least two different divisions. I think he was junior welterweight or junior middleweight or middleweight champion before.
Yeah, but now he stepped up to welterweight, so.
Google this man to make sure I write.
Yeah, no, he's had championships before. But if you look at him, right, Errol Spence, he's the... He's 28-0.
IBF, WBA, and WBA.
Yeah, he's loaded. And he's had these titles for a minute since 2019 and thing, you know? But he's 28-0, 22 KOs. Crawford, 38-0, 29 KOs, had it from 2018. I look at both of them, and I look
at... Put it this way. I want to see the fight. That's all I can say.
It's going to be a great fight. I look at it compared to another fight. When I walked into the Resorts International Theater, me and Rowan Sanders, way back when... And Sugar Ray Leonard was fighting Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And I walked in, and I can't tell you where to lie. I took my little $100, and I parlayed that into some money from then because some cab drivers were swearing Marvin Hagler was going to win the fight. And I said, Ray Leonard, go win this fight. And $700 later, and some cocktails at Waterloo, I was telling everybody how right I was because Sugar Ray was the better fighter.
I actually pulled for Sugar Ray. I actually thought Sugar Ray would have beat him, too. I thought if I shot because Sugar Ray's speed... And his boxing ability, his scientific boxing ability.
And just like Sugar, I see Errol Spence, a sweet scientist, knows the defense, kind of like Mayweather. But unlike Mayweather and Sugar Ray Leonard, who had punch and power, Spence could put you to sleep. So I take Spence, and that's why I take Spence. Now, tell me why you are like Terrence Crawford.
Well, I have a background with Crawford. I watch him from amateur, you know. We had a couple tournaments together. He have a lot of heart.
No, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I believe in a fighter that has heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my thing.
Listen, I'm taking nothing from Terrence. I just gotta pick one right now. If they fight anybody else, I'm taking Crawford, I'm taking Spence. That's how that go. But right now, I think that
I'll take Crawford off experience alone.
Hey, that Errol Spence, that young blood, listen, these two are the only two we gotta talk about. Next time here, we gotta talk about some middleweights that up and coming, some light heavyweights that are making noise. And then what about the heavyweight division? The champ is retired? The Gypsy King is done? Who's gonna step up and take the crown?
Listen, let me tell you something. I underestimated that guy. I would never underestimate another Caucasian fighter again.
There you go. We're gonna take a quick break right now. Keishno, I want you to thank you for stopping by, man. We'll get you in again. Before the 25th, we'll talk boxing. And then, you know, every time you got tournaments or every time you got results, you know you got a place to come and share. And let's get the youngsters out there, man. Same way back at you. Quick break right here, Mr. Producer, and we'll be back at you on the flip side, me and Pearly, to wrap things up right here. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Tuesday edition.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the delicious taste of Philly cheese in three mouth-watering varieties. Enjoy the great taste of Philly cheese with your choice of flame-grilled beef, crispy chicken, or try out BK's plant-based beef version. BK's Philly cheese has all the fixings you love, including lots of melted cheese, caramelized onions, bell peppers, and mushrooms on a sesame seed hoagie bun. Try the new Philly cheese as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at any of BK's seven locations. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, and fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Need to satisfy your late-night munchies? KFC drive-thrus are open and frying until midnight every night of the week. Whether you're craving juicy KFC chicken, fries, and biscuit, or one of our signature KFC sandwiches, we've got you covered with 100% KFC flavor. Catch some late-night vibes and take a ride to your neighborhood KFC for after-dark satisfaction. Last call to get fueled by KFC fried chicken is midnight. Late-night cravings at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads. Hey, Pearly, it's time for the speed round. You ready?
I ready.
All right, we start with baseball tonight. You got the Pirates and the Rockies. Who you like?
Pirates.
I like the Rockies in that one, to tell you the truth. Rays and the Marlins, man. I got to go with Jazz and the crew at home tonight. I like Marlins in that
Jazz
one, man.
Out. Jazz is out. Jazz not playing tonight. Hamstring.
Oh, never mind. I like the Rays in that one. Jazz out. So is my pick. That's how that go. Reds and the Cubs. I like the Cubs at home. The Nationals and the Dodgers. Well, you know, I'm going to say the Dodgers
like
going this one.
You're looking tonight. You like the Dodgers.
I can't run from that one. You see one in Montreal tonight, eh?
Exactly.
Yankees and the Orioles tonight. Let's see if the Yankees can finally beat up on them Dirty Birds. Braves and the Phillies. Braves and the Phillies. Twins and the Tigers all at 7:40. Cardinals and Blue Jays, 7:45. I like the Blue Jays in that one.
Me too.
I like the Blue Jays in that one. Astros and the Guardians. White Sox and the Red Sox. I like the White Sox in that one. I like the Astros against the Guardians. Angels and Rangers. I'm going to go with the Angels in this one tonight.
Yeah, they're playing better ball right now.
Otani's bat is getting muy caliente.
Yeah.
Mariners and the Athletics. I like the Athletics at home. Diamondbacks and the Royals. Listen, I don't know what Royals team is going to show up. The Diamondbacks been playing decent, but the Royals at home, I'll roll the dice. We'll go with the Royals at home.
Royals pitching, Diamondback pitching. I agree with Diamondback. They throwing Gallon tonight. He's 3-0 with a 1.1 ERA. I ain't going to get him.
All right, we'll see what happens there. Padres and the Brewers. That's a pretty good game right there.
Padres playing good ball. Padres.
All right, we got the Giants and the Mets. I like Mets at home. I like Golden State to wrap it up tonight. You like Golden State to wrap it up tonight?
I like Golden State to wrap it up. I like the Rangers to tie it up tonight in hockey. See, it's all hockey with the Hurricanes. And I like Oilers to go up 3-1 over the Flames.
There you go. And on that note, we are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Talking Heads for Earl the Pearl, for Mr. Producer, and for Keish No Major, my guest, and of course, Sarah Kirby earlier in the first hour. And all my Texas and callers, great stuff today, Talking Heads. We'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it.
Every day. Open your eyes.